Hi, and what a delight to have you listen to this podcast. This is Frank Poetry with Favor, and I have a poem to start off the year, and I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you catch a line or two, and that it's helpful to you, as it has been to me. So here we go. The title is, What Are We Doing This Year? Going to Mars? Okay. What are we doing this year? Hopefully nothing new, but a continuation of an intentional kind of living. You know, the kind you live when you see your life as a vapor. You track each streak of your vaporizing life with the penciled finger of the one who gave it. In this space, the ultimate purpose of life isn't in the spectacular milestones or the daily routines of a corporate junkie, where the quiddity of a living being is in the amassment of sublunary success. This kind of life is the kind where you align your breath with the meaning found in faith and love, where every inhale is a savor of the goodness of God, rushing out as an outpouring exhale of profound gratitude. Pause. Reflect. 2023. For many, this year dealt tough life cards. Death and loss that slaps your fairy tale reality into turbulence. How one moment you are holding gold, and the next moment, the forces beyond your control grasp you by the neck in all the spots that hurt. You spend many days and one gasping for breath, reaching up for air, head to toe sinking in deep waters of bereavement. Your soul is torn like fabric with visible lines of pain. The year ends and you look back in exhaustion. What was that? What a year! For others, it seems like you had it all. The money, the business, traveling worldwide. In fact, the streams in your backyard held just as many fishes to satisfy your body. There was nothing material lacking. Yet, you look back and confusion engulfs you. You look at your bountiful hands and see emptiness, all the hustling to what end? Why does your soul feel emptied upside down, like a bareness of soul ravages you, and you are befallen by an internal sickness? You look back and you ask the same question, what was that? What a year. Reflect. Pause. See that this year, regardless of what happens, abundance or loss, both leave handprints of insufficiency in the human soul. Both push you against the walls of yourself, leaving you with the same questions. What is the meaning of life? And here is the answer. A life of meaning this year. A journey through the windshield of the purpose of humanity. A life that is worth living is one that jollies the heart of God. that your soul is fed the bread of life daily, a daily quietness of spirit, savoring in deep awe the mingling of the Spirit of God with humanity. So, what are we doing this year? Are we going to Mars? Maybe, yeah. You know, if you want to smash those untouched heights, but only with the purview that it is not the end goal. The end goal is a life lived in a handshake with God. And in this same life, we are loving on each other, esteeming one another more than ourselves. Okay, that was the end of the poem. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope that you caught a line or two from the poem. Like I said at the beginning, this was written with the utmost love and intention for yourself and for myself as well. I wish you the best of the year. I hope that you stay grounded regardless of what happens. If there is abundance, if there is loss, whatever you experience, I hope that your soul is firm. I hope that you are affirmed in God's love for you. I hope that you are building community for your soul. I hope that the Lord blesses you richly and His face continues to shine upon you. I will continue to have poems throughout the month, throughout the year, and I hope that you stop by to listen. Have a pleasant rest of your day. Bye.